Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. This is the first week of our look at the book of Revelation as we continue our study through God's precious word. Here's Pastor Walt Lanier taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
Well, we're going to begin our study in the book of Revelation, but before we do that, a couple of things I want to introduce to you. We left the book of Genesis, and we were in that over 70 weeks. And just so you remember, I'm not going to refresh anything about the book of Genesis. I wouldn't do that to you. But you know, the book of Genesis, the word Genesis means beginning. And we get to the book of the Revelation, and by the way, it's the Revelation, not Revelations. Sometimes I hear not just people, but even preachers get in the pulpit, and they'll say, turn to the book of the Revelations. Plural is not, it's a singular, the revelation of Jesus Christ. We'll look at that. But the book of the Revelation, the word revelation literally means a revealing or an unveiling. Something that, if I could use it, something that was wrapped up and it becomes unwrapped. I like to use the term an unsealing. Something like it had been sealed. Mama and Ray, Tate and a lot of y'all, Mom used to do a lot of preserves, and she'd used to jar, a mason jar, you know, with ball jars in the mason. And she had sealed that. I remember still to this day as a kid, she'd have that in that hot water bowl, and then that she'd have that jar. After she does that, she'd set it out. She puts a lid on it, and you hear it pop. Seal, I mean. And when you unseal it, it pops. Y'all know what we're talking about? Okay. All right. That's kind of what the book of the Revelation is like. That's an orthodox way of introducing the book of Revelation. But what we're doing, we are opening something, an unveiling, an unsealing that was not meant to be sealed. It's something that is meant to be understood. By the way, the book of the Revelation is not a book of the unknown. It's not to be a book of confusion. I have even a note here that notice the title is not The Great Mystery or The Book of the Unknown. We as God people ought to be able to read and understand it. It's nothing that's hidden. It's unsealed for us to understand. Now, there's a lot, as we go through the book of the Revelation over the next few months, plural, it's going to take a while to get through this. We're going to refer to other books in the Bible, you know, in the book of Daniel, some other places that we're going to go back and forth when we get to special places. So, but it's for us to know. As a matter of fact, next week we'll get into it. It talks about blessed is he that readeth and understands this book. There's a special blessing to people who not only get into the reading of the book of the Revelation, but also begin to understand and unwrap and unseal, if you will, some truths there. So Genesis means the beginning. Revelation means a revealing or unveiling and unsealing. Genesis tells us how it all began. The book of the Revelation tells us how it all ends. I just love that. Why it's so good to go from Genesis to the Revelation in a study. That Genesis, it tells us how all this started. Well, the book of Revelation tells us how it's all going to end. It reveals what will come to pass. Now, before I get into a little bit more of an introduction, I wanted to share with you some comparisons with Genesis and the book of Revelation. And I wrote something down in my notes. What God commenced in Genesis, God will consummate in the book of Revelation. Usually when I was a kid, you hear about a commencement exercise. You know, you go to graduation, the commencement. And I always thought, well, that was like the ending. You know, we're going to the commencement exercises. Until I actually when I was in high school, I graduated from Auburndale High in 1978. Go to the commencement, and even as a high school student, obviously, because I graduated from Auburndale High School and didn't know no different, I thought commencement means the ending. No, a commencement means the beginning. You're just starting. And so what God started commenced in Genesis, especially the first three chapters where there was no sin. Well, God will consummate, especially in the book of the Revelation, in the last three chapters. It's really neat to see that. What God started, he's going to end with. And here's some interesting things. The first three chapters of Genesis outline the entrance of sin into God's perfect creation. Well, the last three chapters of the book of the Revelation outlines the purging of sin from God's redeemed creation. I love that. We see that in Genesis chapter number 1, there was a division of light and darkness. But in Revelation chapter 21, there is no night there. In Genesis 1, we see the division of land and sea. In Revelation, there'll be no more sea. We see the rule of the sun and the moon in Genesis chapter 1. Well, in Revelation 21, there's no need of the sun or the moon. Now, let me preface that by saying this. There will be a sun and moon. We'll get to that, but there won't be no need. Why? Because Jesus is the light of the city. People think, well, there's no sun. No. We'll look at that. There will still be sun and moon. God created all. It's not in vain. So don't think that in eternity there's not going to be a sun and moon. There will be. What he's saying, there's no need of it because Jesus is the light. He's going to light that whole city, and won't that be something? The first heavens and the first earth was finished in Genesis 2. Well, a new heaven and new earth will be made, and can't wait. I cannot wait. Revelation 21. Can you imagine? We're going to see that. As we get into our study of the book of Revelation, you know by now that I take it from a literal standpoint. I believe the Word of God says what it means and means what it says. I don't take it and try to spiritualize things and, well, it says this, but it really means this. So we get through our studies. The only way I'll symbolize something, if the Bible will refers it to a symbol, for example, again, I'll never finish my study this morning. When it talks about a beast rising up out of the sea, then it describes what that beast is. Are you following? How he describes that coming up out of the sea, that is symbolic of this. However, when it talks about hell and fire coming from heaven, I believe that literally. These plagues, I take that very literally because it speaks of it very literally. Hell stones 100 pounds. I take that very literally. There's some good people. I have good friends, good dear friends. And believe it or not, they're still my friends, even after we disagree, that when it talks about the blood on the earth, we're going to look at that. And they teach and preach that that's lava. That's blood from volcanoes and all. I said, no, it's not. It's blood of man and animals. It's literal blood. So I just want you to know where I come. I'm not thinking when we talk about the blood and all, it's literal blood and not some volcanic eruption and lava flowing, you know, from underneath. Anyway, we also see that man was prepared in a garden in Genesis 2. But in Revelation 21, man is prepared in a city, at New Jerusalem. There's a river flowing out of Eden. In Genesis 2, there's a river flowing from God's throne in Revelation 22. I take all this literally. I believe there will be a literal river flowing from the throne of God. So we get in a study. You may think, preacher, you're crazy. You're a nut. Well, hang with me. You've heard this before. I may be a nut, but I'm screwed on the right bolt. Okay? Why can't we just believe? Isn't it just so much easier to just believe what the Bible says than just to say, well, this means this? There's a tree of life in the book of Genesis. We see it in the garden. Well, in Revelation 22, we also see a tree of life, and I take that very, very literally. When we get into our study in the book of Revelation, we look at the millennial reign of Christ. That same tree of life that's in the book of Genesis is there during when God sets up his kingdom, when Jesus sets up his kingdom, that thousand-year reign. We see that tree of life in the book of Ezekiel. That thousand-year reign of Christ. That's how, I knew I shouldn't be doing this. That's how people who enter into the millennium in their physical bodies.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious Word, and visit us online at westwoodmbc.com. to hear more teaching like this. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer.